Lillian Feldpouch says one big reason she's running for Sitka Assembly is her concern over the number of capital projects the city has taken on in recent years. She's worried that Sitka simply can't afford to maintain everything it's building.
We have to be able to live within our means. My biggest thing is, I'm not afraid to say no. I never will be. It's who I am.
That was Feldpouch during Raven Radio's Assembly Candidate Forum. She says the city needs to keep a tight rein on spending and avoid overburdening taxpayers.
We have to be able to take a look at that, how it's going to affect our community, the citizens in there. Because looking at it, I see a lot of individuals who, in the last year, many are working 2-3 different jobs just to be able to make ends meet. It is a unique place to live. But on the other hand, it costs quite a bit.
Feldpouch moved to Sitka with her family 10 years ago from her hometown of Cake. She's a graduate of Sheldon Jackson College, where she met her husband, Jeff Feldpouch. He's now the director of resource protection for the Sitka tribe. They have two sons, now in their 20s, and a daughter, Morgan, who's 11. Feldpouch is a banker at Wells Fargo, and for the past 2 years, she's served on the Sitka Tribe of Alaska Tribal Council. Her term is up in November, and she says she's not sure yet whether she'll run again. But she says there are plenty of areas where the Tribal Council and the Sitka Assembly need to work together. She says she's concerned, for instance, that Search might move its operations out of Sitka.
That's something in everybody's mind, and I would really strongly support seeing what we could do to make sure that this facility doesn't go anywhere, that the jobs continue to be here.
Feldpouch says another area of concern for both the Assembly and the Tribal Council is subsistence and making sure that Sitka keeps its rural status.
Because that's just not going to affect our tribal citizens. That's going to affect anybody who goes out there and go gathers halibut, you know, on a regular basis, or, you know, salmon. We want to be able to make sure to keep that.
Feldpouch has also served as a tribal court judge, working mostly with the Youth Diversionary Program, which allows young people charged with underage drinking to go through the tribal court.
You know, in the state court, you sit there, next. It wasn't that way. I took my responsibility seriously. I did my best to be able to work with the kids and asking them questions, you know, like, what do they want to be when they grow, you know, when they... Where do they see themselves in 5 years? What do they actually want to be when they, you know, quote unquote, grew up?
Feldpouch says that if she's elected, one major focus would be the high price of housing in Sitka.
They have a trailer, maybe that's around $35,000. And then there's a home that's going for over $300,000. But there's nothing in between. We need to be able to encourage somehow attainable housing.
She says the city could be more aggressive about developing or selling its property at the Benchlands. And she's against a recent proposal to raise the motor vehicle registration fee to fund the city's roads.
I don't think that's fair, because you have some individuals who own quite a bit of different vehicles. They may not all be the best looking vehicles, but they own something. You know, then they may be sick of beaters, but we're looking at tax and those.
Feldpouch says a better idea might be to increase bed taxes or tax undeveloped property at a higher rate, both to raise money and to encourage development. In the end, she says she just wants to see Sitka thrive.
This community has been awesome. It's treated my family well. And I want to be able to give back to it, to be able to continue to see the economy prosper along with its citizens.
And she hopes those citizens will vote to give her a place at the assembly table. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.